So what will happen is that all cabin crew is constantly undergoing training for new and emerging threats, Ebola being one. They will be trained on what the symptoms are, how the symptoms manifest themselves. So they'll be on the lookout, not only during flights, but they'll also be evaluating passengers as they board and even as they're emplaning and going through the ticketing process. And note that any airline can refuse to fly someone that they deem to be too sick to fly. So what we're trying to do is mitigate the risk that Ebola presents here, and using some of our best Homeland Security assets, which are cabin crew, to do it.
And I ask you that question because the symptoms of Ebola are the same symptoms you would have if you catch the flu, right?
Well, they could be. And what we do sometimes in Homeland Security is err on the side of abundant caution. And that's what's going here, happening here. It's not out of the question that someone with the flu may be inconvenienced. But in the overall effort to mitigate the horrific effects of having Ebola come here, the protocols are being put in place, in the broader interests of Homeland Security. Let's remember something. These cabin crew are seeing 2 million people a day in the domestic system alone. That means we're flying around the country, all these different diverse kinds of people. All of them are enjoying soda or water or something. So bodily fluids are present in the cabin. There are certainly risks that are presented, not only if someone's sick, but if someone is in the early stages of becoming sick as well.
Here's the other thing about bodily fluids, and I don't mean to gross anyone out, but the CDC says flight crews on board should treat all bodily fluids as if they are contagious. Is that practical?
Well, again, they have been given protocols and training. They also carry kits that are meant to respond to this. Now, so they will have certain antiseptics and containment vessels and other, technology that the CDC has provided and trained them to use to really act as a first responder to the extent that's possible.